Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Wake them up. Get them out on a Thursday. Buck off Thursday on B&E. That's right. Who needs a kick in the rear? Who needs a pat on the back? We do it each Thursday with you. Who's on your hit parade today? We'll have fun with that throughout the course of a four-hour conversation that launches 13 or 14 hours of local sports conversation here on the Horn today. Appreciate you being with us. Up early, early bird gets the worm, as we always say. Hope you can ride with us all day long on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com on this, the 21st of February. Mostly cloudy day today. The sunshine was certainly nice yesterday, but not as much today by any stretch, plus some rain showers in the forecast. Same temperature, but less sun, about 65 degrees on your Thursday, Mr. Godbolt.
Yeah, you can survive today. It'd still be in the 60s on this Thursday.
But the sun was so nice.
The sun will start to come out again Saturday, and Sunday is going to be beautiful. Your weekend should be fantastic, as a matter of fact.
Take it.
After probably a day of rain. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and of course, all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you so very much for the great job you do. Your teachers, keep on doing the great job that you're doing, and you vets, we love you. Thank you very, very much.
Keep on keeping on. All right, so, you know, sometimes big, ballyhooed, hyped-up events live up to the hype. Sometimes they don't. So the big question for you this morning, Buck, is how was the debut of Survivor last night?
It's horrifying.
Garbage. Oh, no.
It was so horrifying. I got a sneak peek at the mystery singer, the masked singer.
Oh, the masked singer?
Dude, that is even worse.
Yeah,
whatever happened to TV? Where is Archie Bunker?
Well, it's all on Netflix.
And Good Times.
It's all on Netflix.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, all the good shows are on HBO, Netflix, Showtime.
My goodness.
It's really, if you talk to folks within the TV industry, it's the golden era of television.
Because it is?
Well, not on network television, but boy, there are more good shows out there than you can shake a stick at if you look for them, and more opportunities to create good shows than you've ever had before, because there's so many more platforms. You know, you can make a Breaking Bad or a Better Call Saul or a Netflix series that goes to number one, but you're not going to find it on ABC, CBS, NBC or Fox.
No, what happened to the major networks? What are they?
This Is Us is the only show. It's the only show that is doing well from the major networks. As far as
that's it, really?
Oh yeah.
And ratings wise,
NFL and This Is Us.
What happened to Modern Family? Has it gotten too old now?
Just
too
ended.
Stale.
Just ended.
I mean, goodbye. All the people got too old,
all
right?
The kids grew up. All the cute kids grew up, and people got fatter, and just not as funny. This is how sitcoms have their life cycle. But yes, Matt
that show was on for a long time.
Oh, I think double digit years. It'll go into syndication. They'll all make a fortune.
It's true.
It's already in syndication, right? In some places. But yeah, you got to look, but you can find good TV shows.
I'm back with George and Jerry and what's her name, Diane, or back in Seinfeld. I watched
nice.
I go back to that.
I just started watching that, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm getting into it for the first time.
BK,
really?
Is just watching Seinfeld?
You
yeah,
just started?
We're midway through season two. So
that's
far.
Funny stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd seen the episodes, of course, in the past, but I never watched it in order. But yeah, I started a couple weeks ago and got a couple in last night.
Pretty classic, right?
Oh, yeah.
You'll debate throughout the course in the life of that show of who is the best character?
Kramer.
George?
No.
Come on,
Kramer,
George Costanza?
No. Kramer by far. That
Kramer's just the oddball, man.
No, that guy's too
George
much.
George Costanza is the straw that stirs the drink on that program.
Interesting.
Kidding me?
I never watched it when it was actually on, and I'm like, BK, I catch bits and pieces, but now whenever I can catch it, I do. And some of the stuff is just too much.
So Survivor was not, for folks
no,
who
they
don't
took
know.
No, they took a lady off of Survivor. She was the she
spoiler.
Was the, well, yeah, well, she was the motherly lady. I mean, she wouldn't shut her mouth.
My
she
mother of children.
Wouldn't
and
shut
And she just
her
said,
mouth.
I'm a mother and nobody wants me around, and I was trying to dry your clothes out so they wouldn't get wet. And they kept saying, Mom, shut up. She wouldn't shut up.
Ouch.
So they voted her off.
Not allowed to say shut up in our house, by the way.
We don't say shut up. Yeah, you can't say
we
that.
We don't say that.
You used to not be able to say that at my house either.
Be quiet.
No. Chill out, but not shut up.
Shut your mouth is about as far as you can get.
So when they put her tiki torch out and she was on her way out, there was a sign that says, take this path if you'd like to continue. And I'm like, no, no, they voted her. She doesn't get to come back. So she took the island. She's now in some island by herself. She'll be back.
One of Bucky's new rituals with his new wife, who he doesn't live with, is to watch every episode of Survivor, and she's seen all episodes of all 36 seasons.
Survivor gets her frisky, too.
Whoa!
I like that. That is really cool. At least I
know Romo when you need him?
Thank you. At least I know every Wednesday I've got a date. On Wednesday.
Your tiki torch will be
active.
Yeah,
my torch gets
like
lit, for
all
sure.
Right.
It's lit!
You were watching that and maybe some Masked Singer last night because
I can't believe I watched that Masked Singer thing. That I don't know how... You don't need any brain cells.
None.
I mean, absolutely none.
Because it piques your curiosity. It's the only
reason
that show has done well. No, it does. You want to figure out who's in that damn costume, and you try to listen for clues and listen to their voice.
And Mariah Carey's ex-husband, I can't see that guy once again.
Nick Cannon.
Is the game show host of all times or what?
Yeah, he's just a hack who can't say singer. He says singer every single time, and it drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, it's not a hard G. It's singer. You don't say sing. He was wearing like a
turban last night. He had a red turban on. That's not a look.
We were all watching bad television because the much-ballyhooed, much-hyped Duke-North Carolina game turned into a blowout squared. We'll get into that coming up in the headlines as this text says... I wonder if there are any buyer's remorse for those folks who dropped $3,000 to watch the college basketball game. I feel bad for them. Well, not really. Here's one that says, watch The Meat Eater on Netflix. That show is addictive. And this is Seinfeld on the show. Overrated. Oh, man.
No way.
Controversy already. We will get into all of that. Buck ons and buck offs on a busy Thursday. Let's start with the headlines, though. Ticket City Update Desk gets you caught up on the news. My friend Ernie Hatton Real Estate, bringing you the headlines. We'll start with the college hoops, where Zion Williamson blew out his shoe, and then 8th-ranked North Carolina proceeded to blow out top-ranked Duke at Cameron Indoor last night, 88-72. In that much-hyped college basketball game, the Blue Devils freshman phenom made a hard cut just 36 seconds into the game. His right Nike blew out. He did the half splits and in the process sprained his left knee, left the game, didn't return. Tar Heel senior Luke May took full advantage of the freak injury and poured in 30 points, grabbed 15 rebounds, lead the Tar Heels to that huge road win. A star-studded crowd that included former President Barack Obama, Spike Lee, Ken Griffey Jr. was there in the front row, not happy. With no Zion, after the game, Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski classified the injury as a mild one.
Injury with Zion, obviously, you know, whatever. You know, the very first thing is just to address that. It's a mild knee sprain. The knee is stable. We don't know how long he'll be out. I think we'll find out more about that.
Also, Zion Williamson down. Nike stock down this morning as the shoe gave way. A month ago, Texas A&M President Michael Young said he was in favor of restoring the Aggies' annual football game with the Longhorns. Well, based on Young's recent emails on that topic, doesn't appear that that's accurate and that a renewal of the rivalry game is in the works at all. In multiple emails obtained by the Dallas Morning News through an open records request, the president of the university wrote that the Texas A&M football game is, quote, unlikely to happen, adding that, quote, we have no plans to renew the rivalry at this point for very practical reasons. In NFL news, it's now a lock that running back Le'Veon Bell will hit the free agent market in March with no strings attached. Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert announced yesterday that the team will not use the transition tag on the 27-year-old running back who sat out all of last season in a contract dispute. He forfeited $14 million in salary with the move. Upon hearing the news, Bell tweeted, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Possible huge news on the racing front. The business model for the Circuit of the Americas and its signature race each year, the F1 U.S. Grand Prix, built on an annual payment from the state of Texas and the Major Events Trust Fund of $25 million. Well, yesterday, the state rejected COTA's formal application for its 2018 payment on a legal technicality, claiming that COTA did not submit the proper paperwork a month before the race. That's a big chunk of change to lose on a technicality. In golf, Steve Stricker has been named the captain for the 2020 U.S. Ryder Cup team. Stricker will captain the Americans at Whistling Straits in his home state of Wisconsin against Patrick Harrington and the European side. And that's the news brought to you by Ernie Hatton Real Estate. Let Ernie show you how to use your current equity. Move up into the home of your dreams. Call or text Ernie at 507-5142. Online at erniehatton.com.
Wow, free at last, free at last. You lost $14 million, you dumbass. That's what that is. That dumbass lost $14 million, and he's talking about free at last. Wow, you can't recover that.
No.
You're not getting that back. They're not going to double you up or triple you up. You're a running back. You lost $14 million, but you are free. That's for sure. That is absolutely crazy.
You think that's what MLK was fighting for?
What, the $14 million? I don't think so. I don't think that's what he was fighting for. And $25 million loss at COTA, somebody is getting fired this morning.
Well, they still think they'll get it. But this
somebody forgot to file.
Who's that guy? This is like something off of The Office. Who forgot to file the paperwork?
Costanza.
Hey, Costanza. You know, that's $25 million. Woo, that's a big that's a big mistake. That's a really, really big mistake.
I can't accept that.
If that was your job, you got a problem.
A real problem. Well, and you know, it's something that's near and dear to your heart is human trafficking, sex trafficking.
Yes.
Your event, the Mullet Open benefits. Well, that's what this is about. You have to file legal paperwork on for an international event like this, what your human trafficking prevention plan is under state guidelines. You know, and if you don't, obviously this could be the case. Again, I don't know if it's the head of COTA has basically said, oh, we still feel like be able to get that. Well, they better.
Yeah, because there's a chain of people that could get fired on this. It's not just one. There's a chain.
Well, because they get the money after the race when they show that there was significant tax benefit to the state.
Right.
By all these people coming in from all over the world to go to the race and the influx of tourism and the influx of capital. Well, guess what? They apply for it after the race is over, and then they get the check, but then they use that check to pay for next year's race.
That's right.
Because Bernie Ecclestone, the F1 con man and blackmailer, he's already on record saying, well, that's their problem. You know, they still owe me $25 million to bring the race to Austin, essentially. And that's how that works at F1 in that big billionaire world. But if they don't have the $25 million check or a good portion of it, they're going to have a hard time making that payment.
Dude, that is just a lot of money. That's just a mistake that you can't make. Your office of finance or whatever, somebody in that office, that was supposed to be in a month earlier. That is like...
Maybe we put that in like 3 months early.
Did you put that in? No. Wait a minute. BK, were you supposed to put that in?
I thought I told you to put that in. Didn't I push send?
You were the one supposed to put it. No, that is an office move right there. Michael, did you send the check in?
Dwight Schrute.
No, I told Dwight to send it in. And somebody's going to get hammered for that.
That ain't funny over there, I'll tell you.
No, not at all.
$25 million in state funds that they have withheld.
Somebody is going to call LinkedIn for sure, because the right hire is the perfect game plan to set your team up for success.
Hope he's on LinkedIn, or she.
Better get ready. It's time to post your job where smart potential team members go every day, make connections and grow their careers, and discover job opportunities, maybe a new job. LinkedIn right now. This is where most members aren't checking job sites regularly, but 9 out of 10 of the LinkedIn members are interested in new opportunities. Most of the U.S. workforce, they're part of the LinkedIn team. Now, posting there is the best way to get your momentum in the right direction, job opportunities in the front of the right people, and, of course, the right skills and backgrounds to win and win each and every day. It's no wonder new hires made every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. Right now, get $50 off. All you have to do is go to linkedin.com/horn. That's linkedin.com/horn. Terms and conditions do apply, folks.
I'll ask you this question, which will be asked a lot throughout the course of the sports landscape today.
Yeah, did I pick Duke?
Why did you pick Duke? I appreciate you
got
on that.
The guy hurt.
I ran the other way and had a nice night.
And so did everybody.
Got to get all cozy. You are a lock again, my friend. You're a lock machine.
I'm a lock in basketball now?
Oh, you're just a gold star. You are the gold star lock. But should Zion Williamson play again?
Yes, and he will. He was more scared last night than anything. That's the same as...
You think he sits in his room tonight and thinks,
no,
it could have been a lot worse. What if I had torn my ACL?
Sure. I mean, that's going to be the thought, but...
Should I actually step on the floor one more time?
He'll be back.
Oh, my knee.
He'll be back.
Hey, my knee feels like Kawhi Leonard.
It's very similar to our guy with the Giants. When he jumped over that guy and landed funny.
Who's that?
The running back for the Giants.
Who was getting paid?
Oh, I was already getting paid?
Like he's under contract? Like he got paid to play that sport?
You mean he got his bonus, Ronnie? Already got his bonus check?
You talking about while he was at Penn State?
No, during the course of the Giants game. Saquon, remember he jumped over a guy in the end zone, he landed real funny. We thought he was going to...
Was he getting paid yet?
Yes, he was getting paid. Okay, yeah, he was getting paid.
Had he signed his first contract?
Yes, he did. He was signed his contract. Zion will play again.
For college?
Yeah.
Okay, I tend to agree
with
you.
He's an athlete, he's a
baller.
You know
he's thinking about it.
He's an athlete, a baller. He'll come back and prove that it was just... Yeah, I mean, it's...
Will he come out in Adidas shoes next time?
No.
Reebok?
He just upped his money deal on Nike, though.
That dude's powerhouse. I didn't know you could break through a shoe. That thing just disintegrated.
That whole thing came apart.
It was unreal.
Well, that's what happens when you have those kids making those shoes. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Did I say that? The kids are making the shoes?
They didn't use enough glue.
They got to do a better job for sure.
Over there in Asia.
I still can't believe that dude said free at last. I can't believe he's using an MLK to talk about losing $14 million. That is so horrible.
Free at last.
That is arrogant. That is asinine. That is stupid.
That is buck off worthy.
It is.
Le'Veon Bell. I hope. Look, he's only 20. He just turned 27 years old on February the 18th. So a couple days ago, he turned 27.
So Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown were on the same team, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Signs of the issues they had. But 27, yeah. But you could argue in running back years, he's 26 because he did forfeit $14 million last year, but didn't have a carry. So, you know, his legs are fresh. He's healthy. His agent's going to argue that, hey, this is a 26-year-old running back who's got three, four, five good years left in him, great years left in him, and welcome him to your team. I will continue my prediction. It's going to be the New York Jets.
I don't know where that one's going to – I truly don't have
and
any
I think
clue where that
pretty
leads
good money.
To. I mean,
people keep predicting the Texans, but I don't know.
I mean, that's almost like when Ricky signed that deal for – with the Saints, I want to play because I just want to show everybody I can, and I don't want to take what you're giving me, like $50 million. You keep that. I'll work hard and get what I deserve. When they were like, you want to take this? And he said, no thanks. I mean, $14 million, you can't recoup that money.
Ricky's worst contract in the history of
sports.
Sports, yes. With Master P and the crew.
You just can't do that.
All incentive-based contract. Which thought he was going to prove something, but either way, cost himself a lot of money on his rookie deal. Which
I mean,
the
can he get this money back? Is he good? I mean, I know he's great, but $14 million, you just can't let that go up in the wind, right?
I think he wants something like $50 million over the first 2 years of this.
So he's trying to recoup it.
So he wants a lot for sure, but
I don't think, but you never get that. He was going to get a big contract in this offseason anyhow, a really big contract. Does it make up for $14 or $15 million in lost revenue? Most people and analysts and agents would look at it and say, nope, you never get that back.
Most agents would say,
that
no.
That money gone.
You could have gotten the same Todd Gurley type of deal or something even bigger, but also gotten the $14.5 million he should have gotten
last
year.
Yeah.
But then his argument would have been, well, I would have had to play and I could have gotten injured and never got to this deal. That's going to be his argument, and that has been his rationale, that I could be, blow my knee out. I go Earl Thomas. I come in, I play for you, I break my leg or blow out my knee, and now I'm 27 and I'm broke. And broke, and you're not going to sign me for as much. So I'm not going to take the chance. I'm going to save the wear and tear on my body. I'm going to hit the open market absolutely free at last.
Maybe he just saves a lot of money because we saw him in that Honda Civic. Maybe that's just what he
that
does.
That wasn't his Honda Civic in Houston.
I'm telling
that was
you.
Some other dudes.
I'm telling you, maybe... Maybe
he came
if
out
he's
of the
just driving that
Marriott down there.
Honda Civic. Maybe that's how he saves his cash.
I don't know what his portfolio looks like, but I know he did not maximize it this past year.
Have you heard now that LeBron James says he's now ready to play? He's in playoff mode.
It's February. It's almost March. It makes sense.
He's taking off quite a few months.
So you think there's no doubt Zion plays again this
no
year
doubt.
For Duke?
There's no doubt.
There's no way he goes operation shutdown and says, you know what? That's why I use the name Kawhi Leonard. Oh, this knee is kind of lingering.
No, I can see.
It doesn't feel stable.
Yeah, I can see the dude out for about a week, chill out, get his knee back. I mean, it's a real slight sprain. The way he walked off and kind of popped around, he was more scared. You know, he was horrified when that happened, of course. That scared the hell out of him. He got back up and...
Okay, scared the hell out of him is the key word.
It did scare the hell out of him.
Yeah, well, that's what, mentally. Now he's sitting in his dorm room thinking, hey, what am I doing? I mean, I got the silver tuna. I've got the lottery ticket. No, I've got to do is stay healthy for the next 2.5 months.
On his way to the locker room, his phone was ringing, and Nike was calling him saying, oh, we're going to double up that contract. Sorry about that shoe. But when you talk about how sturdy Nike is next year and what a wonderful shoe was and the cut that you made – if it would have been some other shoe, you would have lost your knee. But
this
because it was
him,
a Nike.
And he's got his father was there. Father immediately ran down. There's a camp that surrounds this guy because he's the best prospect to come out since arguably LeBron.
That didn't do anything to his draft stock right there. None whatsoever.
I'm just talking about...
the kid himself.
Why play for free when 4 months from now you're going to get drafted to play as the number one pick in the draft to get paid?
Because he's an athlete. He's a player.
Competitor.
Competitor.
I tend to think you're right, but yeah. I got to think that mind, that's rolling around in his head.
Well, yeah.
I think it's less in his head and more in the head of his family and other people.
Probably. Right, the people around
him. He's been hurt before.
He seems
probably.
Like a guy who wants to come back and play.
Yeah, he's a baller.
But I wouldn't blame him if he doesn't. Now, he's getting paid to be a Duke for sure. But
hey,
I mean, I wouldn't blame him.
Somebody, he already has his
agent. He's already got that Bagman money. You know,
and he's got his agent already.
That's not guaranteed cash. That's not that guaranteed rookie contract on your way to that guaranteed monster contract, the max deal in the NBA.
I just can't sit here and say he's playing for free. But if he did give it up, I wouldn't blame him. It would suck for College Hoops. Obviously, it would suck for Duke, but it'd be hard to blame the kid.
All right, there's the table set for some of the questions of a Thursday morning. Lay in and weigh in on those. Zion Williamson, does he play for Duke again, or does he consider saying that is enough? Also, who is the most important character on the show, Seinfeld, and is Seinfeld overrated? Fair question. And who the heck didn't send in the paperwork over at CODA? Dolly, want to get away. Oh, geez. We'll pick it up on the other side. Craig Way has a Craig Way report. We have a lot to do. The Buck-ons and Buck-offs. And it's going to be a heck of a Thursday. Hope you can ride with us all morning on 104.9 on the FM dial, AM 1260, 101.9 FM, streaming live and worldwide on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Thursday on the Horn, Thursday on B&E. That's Buck-offs and Buck-ons. With you, who needs a pat on the back in your mind? Who needs a kick in the rear? I would say buck on to our man Wayne Miller, the pit master of the 2019 Horn Bash event. He'll be on with us coming up in our coach's corner. He's our smoked meat legend, the ambassador of smoked meats. He'll be on to launch and announce the signups are ready to go for Horn Bash 2019 coming up May 4th, the barbecue cook-off, bigger and better than even last year. And Wayne had a heck of a good time running that last year, so we'll talk to Wayne coming up on what's new for 2019 in the Horn Bash event. Also on the Buck On side, how about my man Danny Casper and the Texas State Bobcats? They're playing tonight down in San Marvelous. Texas State looking at the NCAA tournament, the big dance. They're like 20-3, 20-4, playing great basketball.
They lead
down
the Fun Belt, correct?
Yeah, they're on top of the Fun Belt, and they got a big one tonight, Louisiana Monroe in town. So we'll give them a Buck On this morning. How about a buck off for someone named Jesse Smollett, who's now gone from America's favorite victim to arrested?
Oh, that dude's going to jail.
Arrested by Chicago police. Under arrest and custody by detectives. Is that Smollett? Is that how I say it?
Mullet.
Jesse Mullet, who faked his own beating, apparently, or rigged the whole thing to help his acclaim and his notoriety.
Boy, people are setting people back a little bit of ways here.
Well, I know,
at last,
you know,
free at last, this mullet.
Well, we snicker about it, but I know that Le'Veon Bell tweet irks you.
Very much.
He's a 63-year-old African-American who lived through the Civil Rights era. This is not, you know, this is contract negotiations.
Yeah, I thought the dude would stop at free at last, but to go on with the entire, that whole quote is beyond stupid. Just tells me he didn't know. He knows nothing about history, and that's something that doesn't go with that deal right there. That's kind of disappointing. But he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, so I got it. They got some dysfunction going on at that place
junction,
right now.
Junction, dysfunction, junction. Yes.
I'm gonna have to. I know, BK. You probably should buck me on with that 81 I shot yesterday. Smooth 81.
At Slick Rock.
Slick Rock.
Part of the Horseshoe Bay array of golf courses.
Yes. Yes.
81, pretty dang good. That's the same that Jordan Spieth did on Sunday at Riviera.
Oh.
Why'd you tell him that?
Yeah, oh my God.
True.
I got him next time. No.
Now, was the wind blowing 40 miles an hour?
No, the weather was yesterday was a beautiful
day. I'm
just
saying that's what Jordan was playing with.
Yeah, no. It was an 81 with a 7 with a triple. Ooh. On the front side.
Nice.
41 with a triple.
So you were shooting, you were up at the old man tees?
No, middle.
Middle tees. Okay, middle tees.
I haven't gone up there. I just...
You refuse.
70.
Take advantage of
I
your advantage.
I got 7 more years. Uh-oh. Get ready. Come on, 6 more years.
So when you're 70?
I'll move up.
I think 66 might be your time.
No,
time to shine up there.
I'm telling you, I'm in long and strong right now.
When you're hitting drivers at par threes, you probably need to move up a little bit.
I hit 2 3 woods at the par threes and made... pars. I parred every par three, and I made a 6 on one par five. I was 1 over in par threes and par fives. That's how you score when you're a chump like me. You make sure you par to par threes and a par fives. And I played it in 1 over for the day. That's a good. That is a
Buck
good
on
deal.
To you. Buck, on to you.
And it was fun, man. It was just fun being outside yesterday.
And the sun was out.
And the sun was beautiful, man.
Yeah, man. Just get outside.
I feel like we've been living in Seattle up here.
Feels like it. And today's more of that kind of weather. Mostly cloudy today.
And you know what's up in the hill country right now?
Chance of rain. What's that?
The blue bonnets are out. Strong.
This early?
Everything's faked out.
I know.
Have you seen the trees?
Are already out of my house.
And
so.
You've seen the trees that are blooming now?
It's what happens when you're out in the drought and you get a bunch of water.
I know.
Got a bunch of water this year, no doubt. And your Farmer's Almanac, buck on to the Farmer's Almanac, told us that.
I know, but for the Farmer's Almanac, it's not over. There's going to be a couple freeze. I'm sorry.
Can we get May 4th? Hornbash, just get a dry, clean, beautiful,
no, it'll be
sunny day.
Up that time, but you're going to get, we're going to have at least two more freezes.
Freezes?
Yeah, where it's
not what the almanac said a month ago, dude. You're just making this the 10-day weather forecast.
I am
ridiculous.
Not. I'm telling you.
You're the only person who reads this, so nobody can fact-check you.
But the thing about it is I said it's going to be few days of cold this summer. We haven't had a lot of cold days in the winter. You're still going to get a freeze. That doesn't mean the Farmer's Almanac is wrong. If we get three days of freezes,
We're going to get more freezes, you think?
We're going to get at least two more before, yes.
Come on. It's February the 21st.
I'm sorry.
There's no freezes scheduled.
I don't think we get any more freezes.
We're not talking about 10 days. Okay.
I'm calling Jim Spencer. Where's my man Troy Kimmel? I'm calling the real weather dudes. Real weather people.
I'm going to put a little weather hat on.
Where's Chicago Windler when I need her?
Chicago.
How do you pronounce her?
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful looking lady. Sorry about that, Mr. Chicago.
What about Jim Spencer? You didn't have anything comment on the looks of Jim Spencer.
No, he's not there right now.
Fair is fair alike, man.
No. And neither is Troy. He's not a beauty either.
Yeah, buck on to the guy at CODA that didn't send in the paperwork that could cost them $25 million of Texas state funds. We'll get you details on that coming up. I'll also say, buck on to Tom Herman and the Longhorns. Had another great week with recruiting and the hiring of Larry Fedora. I said this earlier in the week, but I remember flying back from the Maryland game, and there was such a level of disappointment on the plane. There were so many Longhorn fans there that were there for that game, and then they turn around and beat Tulsa by 7 points. And there was a... apathy was beginning to set in already with Texas fans. They were like, man, this is not good. Here we go again. We hired the wrong guy. I mean, that was really the sentiment because coming off a 6 or 7 and 6 year the year before, all offseason to prepare and not lose to Maryland again and then be ready to go. But it has really turned. I mean, who would have thought after a 1-1 start with USC, TCU, Oklahoma on the horizon that Texas would finish with 10 wins, beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl, and have all of this momentum where Larry Fedora is turning down Alabama to come to Texas as an analyst, where national recruits are now seeing Texas as the rising place to be, the Brew McCoys of the world, the Mookie Coopers. And by the way, buck on to the name Mookie.
I like that a lot.
I mean, how many unsuccessful Mookies have we known? I mean, if your name is Mookie, whether you're Mookie Wilson or
Mookie Wilson was a star.
That's what I'm saying. These guys are usually stars.
Yes.
That's the thing, man. When you go by the name Mookie, you typically can go.
Mookie Betts,
best baseball player in the world. Mookie Cooper, Mookie Blaylock was a heck of a point guard back at Oklahoma. I just think when you go by that name Mookie, you're bringing some energy.
You guys are coming with some theories today, gentlemen.
Back up, Jack.
Not going to hear about the non-famous Mookies. I'm sure there's plenty of them out there.
Find me one, Mookie.
I'll do a Facebook search of Mookie. You'll see many scrubs out there.
It's like a boy named Sue, man. If your name is Mookie and that's what they call you, you rise to the top because you're tough.
I agree with you on that. Wasn't Spike Lee Mookie in his one flick?
Now, Pookie, no.
No, no Pookie.
Mookie, yes.
No.
Bucky, yes.
No, and lots of good Bucky Dent, of course. There is no Pookies that have really been successful. If they called you Pookie as a kid, hang it up.
But Mookie, 5-star.
You know, I think a week ago or maybe 2 weeks ago.
But I did hate Mookie Wilson playing for the Mets. I hated that guy.
I hated him, too.
I hated every player on the New York Mets 1986, except for McReynolds. Kevin McReynolds. I liked him.
As I said, I thought a couple weeks ago I may have said something about Lindsey Vonn and her retirement, Ian winning on her last
skier
downhill. She has been fabulous for skiing. We don't talk a lot of skiing because we really don't care, but she's been one of the best. I mean, all the knee surgeries that she went through, she's quite a competitor. I mean, she never got the credit that I thought she deserved as a skier and an athlete, but she was fantastic. And
most
she's
famously known for being Tiger Woods' girlfriend at one point.
I think she's just, there's something about her that people
didn't
like.
Should have changed her name to Mookie.
Mookie Vaughn.
If she had been Mookie Vaughn,
Probably.
Well, I'm just saying, there's something in the power of the name.
Or Makita Fon or something like that. BK is looking. You haven't signed any, have you, BK? You're not going to find one.
Find an unsuccessful Mookie on the sports
Probably going to find Mookie Johnson from Fort Worth or something.
It says, dude, it's late February going into March. There's no way there'll be another freeze. I can forecast this from Georgia. Buck off to you, Buck.
Nope. We'll see.
All right. Okay.
We've gotten snow in March.
When?
We've gotten snow in March here.
In Austin?
Yes, it's going to.
Call Jim Spencer. Get him on the phone.
BK, can you look that up? Snow in March.
You want Chicago Windler will come on and tell us if we've had snow in March in Texas.
Let's get her on. She's new to the area. She hasn't been here long enough.
Because our friend Troy Kimmel, who is our favorite meteorologist, he gives us the weather every day. Normal high temperature for this day, 21st of February, is 66 degrees. Record high is 99.
What's the record low?
He does not include that. Oh, 46. A record low 27, 1978.
Wow. Hello.
Well, it's 1978.
I wasn't that far back. Come
on. What do
you mean? Come on.
It's 40 years ago.
It wasn't like it was 19-aught-aught.
It's 40 years ago, man.
We're going to get another freeze. So when you think about putting your flowers out, hold off on that, please.
I'm going to write that down.
Hold off until spring
break. Below 32 degrees in Austin proper.
You've heard me talk about this before. Don't start putting your stuff in the ground when you go to Lowe's and Home Depot until spring break. After spring break, you can put things in the ground. Don't do it unless you're planting big stuff like trees. Trees, it's perfect. This was a wonderful year to put in trees. You know what I mean? Like even mountain laurel, bushes
like
that.
Now you tell me.
Well, we had all the rain. It was right there. BK's not believing me. He thinks I'm nuts.
Well, you were the one saying Duke in a blowout yesterday. Duke in a blowout. Duke.
That's sports. I know more about gardening than I do about sports. Come on.
Yeah, save
you know
that. Save that piece of audio right there, please, for the duration. This says, guys, I remember Mike Finger, San Antonio Express, who has had a scathing article on Herman after the Maryland game, writing about how he basically told us we didn't know what we were seeing. Turns out Herman was right. And that's what I'm talking about. If you go back to the headlines and what you're reading in the papers and we were talking about and hearing from fans on this show after Maryland and Tulsa, I mean, I'm going to say the sky was falling, but after the Charlie Strong mess, the last few years of Mack Brown and, you know, Tom Herman was, people were really frustrated because he was a very cocky guy who, you know, talked big and it wasn't showing up on the football field. Got to give them a lot of credit because right now they're kind of the buzz. I mean, Clemson's the buzz program in the country right now because they're, you know, Dabo Swinney's got it rolling. But if you're looking for an up-and-coming buzz program, if you talk to national recruiting insiders and folks who are following us, it's Texas. That's what the kids are talking about. Right now, somehow, Tom Herman, because of his recruiting group, Brian Carrington and company have, you know, 18-year-old kids talking about Texas.
Well, that win over Georgia flipped a lot of things.
Huge.
Because people would still believe that Texas could still lose that game that they're not supposed to lose.
And they
have that in their DNA.
And they matched up physically. It wasn't just like a fluke win over Georgia. They pushed Georgia around.
Correct.
We're the more physical football team, which Tom Herman has preached. And, you know, Tom Herman in 2 years, the culture has been established. The buy-in of what the program's DNA is, how they're going to play, how they're going to practice. And now they have a quarterback that's here for the next 2 years, and people want to be a part of that. It's fun to watch, and it certainly is good.
Well, and I think people I think people throughout the nation still, you know, they understand that Texas is green and growing, but they're not quite sure still. In the game of Georgia, did Georgia really want that, or were they really disappointed? That'll always be in people's mind until they prove that into next year, I believe.
Go straight to the players' mouths. After the game, Texas players were saying they were hearing from the Georgia players, man, we didn't think you'd come this strong. So,
which means, did you really bring it strong, Georgia?
Which means Georgia underestimated Texas. I mean, there's no doubt about that. If Georgia's going, wait a second, who is this group? We didn't. Mm-hmm. This isn't the group we expected to see. Now, that's credit Texas, but it's also that Georgia, you know, maybe took them a little lightly. But either way, doesn't matter. You got the win. You won 10 football games and a lot of momentum.
Well, it will matter is if they beat Oklahoma and win a Big 12 championship.
Well, that's right. And Tom Herman's already said that. You got to win our league.
Right.
Got to win our league. And I'll also say this for Texas. Texas tends to get a little over its skis, too, when people are talking good about them in past. And that's where Sam Ehlinger, the leaders of this football team, can't let that happen. You got to work harder right now than you ever have, and it's got to ratchet up if you're actually going to take that next step to compete with the top teams in the country.
Well, they're working for the players that they get. This isn't just, you know, we're Texas. their recruiters are going out and getting it done.
All right, we'll come back. When we do, we will check Bucky's weather forecasting abilities. Also, the B&E fact of the day. Also, more Buck-ons and Buck-offs, and a lot to do. But on the way to the timeout on this Thursday morning, Craig Way has the Craig Way Report.
One need look no further than last night's ballyhooed showdown between Duke and North Carolina to see the very fragile nature of a college basketball game and, on perhaps a larger scale, a season. Duke's National Player of the Year candidate freshman Zion Williamson goes down blowing out a shoe and spraining a knee barely 33 seconds into the contest, and the Blue Devils, even on their own home court, became vulnerable and easy prey for Carolina, losing by 16 points. For area teams, opportunity and obstacles remain. Texas State hosts Louisiana Monroe tonight at Strand Arena, with NCAA tournament projections showing the Bobcats currently in the field of 68 if the tournament began today. But that, of course, is based on the Cats winning the Sun Belt Conference tournament, which Danny Casper's club has a better chance of doing if they remain in first place and earn the league's number one seed for that tournament next month in New Orleans. The Texas Longhorns are currently in sixth place in the Big 12 conference standings, but they're only one game out of fourth. And head coach Shaka Smart says it's still about the here and now and not getting caught up in what could be the excitement of next month's madness.
You certainly want to be in a position where the most important games you have are ahead of you, and you have the chance to go create the season that you want to create. Because the nature of our sport is interesting in that every game matters going back to November 6th, but March is the time that is so incredibly important and people remember the most, and where the most lasting memories are made as a player and as a coach. So that's what we're working towards.
Coming up this afternoon, Shaka Smart spells out some of the specific areas for improvement down the stretch for his team. That's in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
Stunning turn of events last night in Durham, North Carolina. The much ballyhooed game that was all about Zion Williamson in a matchup on Tobacco Road with North Carolina lasted all of 33 seconds before he landed awkwardly, injured his knee, and we'll get more on that coming up. Question now, will he ever face North Carolina in this rivalry in his freshman year? Of course, he's off to the NBA after this year. They'll play again March 9th in the final game of the regular season for both teams. That's just over 2 weeks away. We'll see. Coach K called it a mild sprain, but so I'm wondering if he'll lace him up again for the Dukies this year and risk further injury, even though he's already going to be the number one pick in the draft in the NBA, almost certainty. The only thing that can prevent that is some type of injury, which was very scary to see last night. Also talking the Buck-ons and Buck-offs of the day. And, Buck, you're getting support. I'm going to have to buck myself off. Someone pointed out that we had a snowfall 9 years ago over Easter weekend. Easter weekend snow. Rare in the century, but it did. 9 years ago, we had snow on Easter.
I'm a weirdo. I pay attention to that stuff because I'm always in the garden.
Credit? It's after spring break. You said that wouldn't happen. You're changing your own theory?
BK, we will get another freeze. I'm just telling you.
You said two, so now I'm banking on two freezes.
Okay, well, we'll get it. We'll have some days that are going to be in the low 30s.
Because we have our finger on the pulse of this community. That's why it's the show of the people.
Yep.
Apparently, someone watched our friend Jim Spencer on KXAN last night, and he pointed out to the people that the last freeze date is 228 for the Hill Country, 320 for Camp Mabry, and Hill Country's already is 320.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Hood is 228, and then the Camp Mabry freeze
March sometime
has already passed 215.
Oh, is that what he's saying?
He's saying there won't.
Does he think he knows more than I?
Well, his computer models.
Oh, here we go.
His years of experience as the lead weatherman over at KXAN, saying that no more freezes now. Camp Mabry, that's Austin proper, right? And that's
yeah. I mean, it gets cold there.
Not like it does in outer line Hill Country areas
where I live,
or you,
and
live.
You live.
See, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
Did you guys need the almanac? Do I need to bring that?
No, please.
Do I need to take some pages out, maybe, for you guys?
We good.
Okay, just trying to figure it out.
I just want the damn sun to stay out for more than a day at a time.
I
want the sun to stay out. It's Austin, Texas. We live here because the sun stays out a lot.
So do people have real problems with when it, like Seattle, I always hear it's like the suicide capital. Is that really kind of true?
It can wear on you.
That weather can wear on you to that point?
Yeah. Well, I know when I lived the first 8 years of my life on the mean streets in Akron, Ohio. And
the other side of the tracks.
And you lived in, I don't know what Champaign-Urbana when you were at Illinois was, but in Akron, my birthday was December, early December, it still is. But right long about November, it'd get gray, and you wouldn't really see the sun again until...
Dude, I went to school in Boston. You're talking about gray.
All the time.
Gross.
But then you come to Austin, you're like, wait a second, it's sunny all the time here. Like, all the time. Like, even when it's a little chilly out, it's sunny. But we're getting all these washout days. But,
well, we're not fortunate. We're not as fortunate as BK to live in. You know, he's got a place in Dallas. They got a place in Galveston.
Those are his parents' places, by the way.
I don't have.
He's a part of the family. He's a part of the group.
They don't have a place in Dallas anymore. They got one place.
Nice place, Galveston.
Well, you have two properties right now yourself,
yeah,
sir,
and a wife that doesn't live with you.
Yeah,
with either.
Sorry about that.
Hold on. You have two properties, and your wife doesn't live on any of them. Either of them.
So we actually have a third property. That's hers.
So what's your angle?
I don't understand this deal.
It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal.
You're all confident because you shot 81 yesterday, so you're feeling good.
No, my wife will be living with me soon.
Okay.
Very, very soon.
Before or after the next freeze?
Ooh, I'm going to say it will be,
it won't be before. At Camp Mabry. Freeze at Camp Mabry.
It won't be before.
Austin proper.
I don't see her moving in until after the next freeze. After.
Because the next freeze could actually come next year.
No, dude, we're going to have a freeze in March, okay? Forget it.
Kitty Weatherman just said it's passed at Camp Mabry. Not going to happen.
Jim Spencer, really?
My man Jim.
That's your guy. You keep saying Troy Kimmel, but on
Troy's
the backside.
Troy's our exclusive Austin Radio
he's
Network.
Our, but your exclusive guy is Jim Spencer. It always has been.
That's who so, I watch.
Yes.
Is Troy still on TV somewhere?
No.
So I don't get to watch him.
Okay.
I'm not trying to diss
watch
the dude.
Him now on the screen.
And I'm going to have to say Chicago. What's her name?
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
Windler.
She's becoming my favorite.
My friend Bob Ballou. Like, Bob Ballou is my go-to sports guy. Nothing against Roger. Nothing against my man Mike Barnes, who I interned with 25 years ago.
I'm going to have to say Barnes. He's one of the hardest working men in
Barnes,
the business.
Barnes, he's the man.
He is a hard worker.
But Roger's like the pro's pro. Dennis De La Pena. All those guys are great.
De La Pena.
Yeah, man. But Bob Ballou, you know, that's my guy.
That's your guy. He's your
good
guy.
Good dude.
He's a good dude.
But whether Jim Spencer, no doubt.
I can't believe I've gone to Chicago.
And look at there's BK in the glass. He doesn't watch anything on local TV.
People
he
still watch local TV.
See, he's like, what? Shouldn't you two
who
be watching
sports?
Who
are these people you're talking about? These are aliens.
Once football season ends, I don't really turn on any of the local
You don't even
networks.
Care about the weather. You don't care about any of that.
I like those dudes. All good dudes and ladies, but.
Not going to work for you.
Not going to work.
I got you.
Can we?
Ooh, says Texas State needs to get in the tournament and win some games? No.
Hey, I might go to the game tonight. Thursday night special in San Marcos.
Well, you are the new AD down there
no,
at Texas
that'd
State.
Be Dr. Larry Tice. But,
booster or something?
We're becoming
you must
friends,
have booster.
Too. I'm not a booster. Can we get to the B&E fact of the day?
B&E fact of the day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, so the NFL schedule not officially out as far as... You know, official games and times, but every team knows who they're playing and what their home and away games are. Do you know who has the hardest, most difficult schedule, strength of schedule rating for 2019's football season in the NFL? And do you know which of the Texas teams has the fourth hardest and most difficult schedule for 2019? We'll get you details on that on the other side. It's the B&E Fact of the Day, plus the headlines, and Wayne Miller, the pitmaster, the smoked meat ambassador, will be with us to announce a major announcement about Horn Bash 2019. It's B&E on the Horn.